Dr. Malcolm Grant emphasized that vaccines for COVID-19 are not foolproof, but provides the best chance when confronting the virus. He said persons who are vaccinated would show mild to no symptoms.
So, you know, again, I'll emphasize the fact that, you know, the vaccines are not foolproof, but nevertheless, it does still give us our best chance of, you know, when we confront the virus, which is inevitable because you take all the precautions possible and, you know, you are going to be exposed to one variant of COVID or the other at some point in time. And if you're vaccinated, you have an excellent chance of only getting a mild to moderate form of disease in the worst case scenarios. In the best case scenarios, you have a 70%+ chance of not getting any symptoms whatsoever. In the unvaccinated scenario, however, you can, literally any number can play. About 1% will die, and about 37% will end up with some form of long COVID, whose symptoms number over 200. So I strongly recommend getting the vaccine.
Local general practitioner, Dr. Malcolm Grant. Regionally, there are indications that Jamaica could be seeing the beginnings of an upward shift in COVID-19 numbers as Jamaicans settle into enjoying the recently relaxed restrictions while being warned not to take the Omicron variant of the novel coronavirus lightly. At least one case of the variant has been confirmed in a short-term British traveler to the island, and Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says he believes there are other cases there. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Dominica since the outbreak now stands at 6,520. Internationally, British pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca said a third or booster dose of its COVID-19 vaccine significantly lifted antibody levels against the Omicron strain in a laboratory study. Meanwhile, two studies from Britain published Wednesday showed COVID infections with Omicron are less likely to result in hospitalization compared to the Delta variant, the latest research confirming a trend first identified in South Africa. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.